You are listening to the Political Periscope, a weekly podcast brought to you by Radio WNET. Interviews on international politics, security, geopolitics, economy, and more, every Thursday at 7 p.m.
Today's guest of the Political Periscope is Timo Soini, former Minister of Foreign Affairs of Finland and for many years the leader of the Finns Party.
Political Periscope.
Yesterday there were elections in Finland, elections that mean the end of government of Sanna Marin. National Coalition Party will rule now, but not alone?
Yes, the era of Sanna Marin premiership is now over. She has to step down and new government will be formed, and new prime minister is Petteri Orpo, the leader of the National Coalition Party. But we don't know what other parties are included in the government. The possibilities are the Finns Party and also the Social Democratic Party. It depends on the negotiations and then some smaller parties. But two things are certain. Sanna Marin is out as a prime minister and Petteri Orpo is in as a prime minister. But a lot of other things are hanging in the air.
What other things? What is right now possible shift in Finland?
In Finland, we used to have coalition governments because we have so many parties in the parliament. And now it is also possible between parties to the left and right be in the same coalition. We have history of that. But now center-right parties did have so good gains in the elections that it is a possibility that it is center-right government. But the margin of that government is not very big. And it remains to be seen whether Petteri Orpo will opt the Finns Party or the Social Democratic Party. Both of those are possibilities. And the difference of those parties are in economics and are in fiscal policies. But in foreign and security policy-wise, situation is very solid. Finland is being accepted to the NATO. The last barriers, Hungary and Turkey, are now dealt with. And so the security policy will be the same whoever else is in the governments. That is certain.
It was actually certain change in Sanna Marin's policy towards NATO because she was more NATO skeptic, I would say. But now, right now, do you think we can even see more engagement in this Euro-Atlantic integration?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It was traditionally the political left has been very critical to the NATO membership. But when Russia illegally attacked Ukraine, then the Social Democratic Party had a change in opinions, including Prime Minister Marin. So this was a big change, and now practically all parties excluded extreme left are clearly for NATO membership. Now the question is, what kind of member Finland would be, and what are the nearest cooperators in the NATO? And Finland and Poland has similar interests. We have this Baltic Sea, which is the home sea of Poland, Baltic countries, Finland, and other Germany, and hopefully Sweden is going to join as well later this is a matter of utmost importance, and the cooperation with the Baltic Sea countries is very, very important. And I think that whatever the government is in Finland, this is realized and this is respected. And I think that in this sense, we are on the safe and solid ground. But in economic politics and what happens in that, it is going to be much, much more difficult in Finnish domestic politics.
What does this change of government mean for Finns internally? What will change in internal policy?
That is for sure that we will not borrow so much money, and there will be also cuts in the social security funding and that kind of thing, because we have been taking and borrowing more money from the market. Our budget has a very big deficit, so that must be balanced, and that will hurt somehow to the people who are dependent on benefits, and this is of course very, very hard to get through, because now the prices of energy, electricity, gasoline, food, interests and inflation, so that it's a very, very hard puzzle to fix, but it must be gradually done, otherwise the markets will punish Finnish state by raising interests, and the price of the money will go higher in the market. I think this is the same in every country, that if you are borrowing too much, in due course of time, you must balance the sheets.
However, I imagine a lot depends on what party will join the coalition, which will join the government.
That is decisive. And if it's a center-right government, it is more clear that it will have policy, fiscal policy, and taxation, and growth, and cuts to the benefits. But if it's going to be social democrats included, then it will be more public sector orientated and compromised in economics. And of course, also if it's a center-right government, it will be more critical of the European Union than the government which have social democrats within inside the government.
So do you think that if Party of Finns joins the government, can Poland, maybe Hungary to some degree, get an ally in conflicts with European Commission?
Yeah, you never know. This is very important and a very, how would I say, decisive question. What kind of policies will be carried out in European fields? Because, for example, the prime ministers and the foreign ministers and Minister for Treasuries, they are functioning also in the European level, and that is what then interesting to see who are going to be the coalition members in different minister gatherings in Brussels, because the Finns party is Eurosceptic party, like in Law and Justice Party in Poland. They are quite similar in many cases. But if it's a Social Democrats, they belong to the Socialist Group, and the National Coalition Party is the member of EPP in the European Parliament. Then the situation is more complicated when it comes to Poland. But I have understood that also in Poland there are general elections within a year.
Even within a few months, this autumn. We've talked through the economics, foreign policy and security. There are still some questions about the ideological side of politics. In Poland, we've always, well, for the last few years, we've seen that Finland is rather progressive country, especially compared to Poland. What direction do you think it will go?
The election result was very big landslide to conservative values, because the Finns party is very value conservative, not old fashioned, but for example very family orientated, and not definitely not for intersectional sexual feminism or whatever that kind of the field. Of course, those National Coalition Party is more flexible, but it is still a center-right party. But of course, Social Democrats are very left-wing currently. It used to be also more center-orientated, but Mrs. Sanna Marin was the big favorite of the liberal West, big favorite of the global liberal West, and that is remarkable, because there was a lot of press throughout the Europe and in the world to follow what happens to Sanna Marin. Her party did win 3 more seats, but the center right did win even more, and who then lost elections were parties. Green Party collapsed, left-wing alliance, which is left from Social Democrats, collapsed, and Finnish Center also collapsed. Our Christian League, which used to have 5 seats, they preserved their 5 seats, and Swedish Speakers Party had 9 seats, what they have had also in the last elections. So in Finland, both Social Democrats did win, the Finns party did win, and the coalition party did win. But the parties in the middle, Centre Party and the Green Party, collapsed, and extreme left collapsed as well.
So we see, on one hand, we see rather polarization of the society. On the other hand,
you are more towards right. Yeah, that's right. Polarization in all areas, and especially leaning to the right.
You've mentioned that Sanna Marin, her party, gained 3 more seats. She personally also had far more votes than in previous elections.
Yeah.
So why the Social Democrats lost the election? Do you think it was personally her with this videos from the party that were published? Did it affect her and the party's image, or there are other reasons?
No, it's actually Sanna Marin and Social Democratic Party increased their support. But because the center parties, Greens and Center Party, collapsed, and extreme left collapsed as well, the right wing did win even more than Sanna Marin. Sanna Marin and Social Democrats, they did win, both of them, but the Finns party and the coalition party did win even more. And this is now a problem for Sanna Marin. And she got a very high personal amount of votes. And that the party gate didn't affect to her at all. But the problem is that to the Social Democrats and the left in general in Finland, that the men don't vote the left. So the left is the party for women and female. And if you are too extreme in certain areas, what comes to gender, what comes to gay marriages, and what comes to the pride stuff, the men won't vote for them. And left-wingers used to be the plumbers, builders, docks workers, and so that kind of people. There are very few men still left in the left-wing parties because they don't speak about work and growth and salaries. They speak about climate and genderism and equality between sexes and so forth. The original left, which used to be for workers, don't speak for workers anymore. They have these new political agendas, which has nothing to do with the growth and jobs. And that is why the men are voting with their legs. They are running to the center and to the right, which speaks for growth and jobs. And ordinary Finnish man, he wants to have a work, he wants to have his holiday, he wants to eat sausage, drink beer, and watch football.
How do you think will the change of government affect Polish-Finnish relations?
I think that the Polish-Finnish relations, they have been good, and in my era when I was in the cabinet 2015 and 2019, they were very good. I met Mr. Vasikovsky and Mr. Saputovich on regular basis. I have met also Mr. Kaczynski personally, and also nowadays I think the relations, especially if it's gonna be center-right government, will be very good with Poland, and especially what is regarded very high here in Finland is the aid and support the Polish people are giving to Ukraine. That is very highly regarded and appreciated here, and it has improved the Polish picture in the Finnish minds very big way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless.
This was the Political Periscope. The podcast is released every Thursday at 7 p.m.